A watchdog group is joining the call for an investigation into the expenses of Utah's lands transfer lawsuit. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
A $1,300 receipt for staying at Salt Lake City's posh Grand America Hotel, a beer tab that state contracts prohibit, bills from lawyers for public relations and lobbying at $500 an hour and up. The Washington nonprofit Campaign for Accountability says Utah taxpayers deserve better oversight of money being spent by lawyers under contract.
But my questions have to deal with why the hell are they wasting taxpayers' money on these ridiculous expenses? And this is taxpayers' money. It's not their little slush fund.
That's Democratic State Senator Jim DeBacchus. He gave the watchdog group billing records that Republican committee leaders had tried to keep confidential.
They stonewalled us.
Then on Wednesday, the group sent a letter demanding an investigation to the legislative panel that oversees the lands transfer cause. That panel is contracted with outside lawyers to put together a suit to force the federal government to relinquish title to millions of acres of federal lands in Utah. Lawmakers have already appropriated millions of dollars for the legal work. DeBacchus has been calling for months for more transparency and accountability.
These were not political questions. These were budget questions. These are questions that every Utah taxpayer has the right to know.
DeBacchus says the audit of legal expenses should be conducted by an independent, nonpartisan organization. Republican leaders of the Commission on Stewardship of Public Lands declined to comment. Judy Fays, KUER News.